so few morals.
Like, I wish they consult their parents more.
All right.
Because his dad has to catch him doing half his crap.
All right, guys, we are back with another episode of Playing with Squirrels, a Boy Meets World fancast. This week's episode is Season 2, Episode 12, Turnaround, which was released on December 16th, 1984. Not 84. This one involves Corey and Sean's school having a turnaround dance, which I've always heard as the Sadie Hawkins dance. But
they kept saying turnaround, and I'm just like,
Sadie Hawkins.
Turn around.
Yeah. Lion K wrote a song about it.
So we're going to play the whole dance.
So right out the gate, we got Feeny forcing someone to be a chaperone.
I love it.
He's just like, hey, you're going to be the chaperone at this dance. She's like, do I have a choice? No.
You have no choice in that.
And then there's a quick joke where Corey is talking about how excited he is that the girls are asking the guys, and he goes, now they get to feel the pressure of trying to, you know, build up the courage and have topics written down on your hands. And Sean's like, you don't really do that, do you? And you see Corey like suddenly put his hands in his pockets. He's like, no.
Right before he finds out Topanga is not going to go with
him. Yeah, which I love that Topanga... This is like my favorite Topanga. My favorite Topanga is like the one that's still like a little bit of a weird hipstery hippie girl, but still also like the Topanga from like later episodes that's just like very in charge and demanding of stuff. She's like,
oh, yeah.
I refuse to do a thing where it's going to bend gender bias stereotypes. And also my daddy's taking me shopping.
Also, something I found out, thanks to shout out to IMDb. It's the first time she actually calls her dad daddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what IMDb was giving us for trivia.
Yeah. Whatever his original name is, or not original name, his actual name, you always call him by that name.
Yeah.
Jedediah.
I was going to say, it's something crazy.
Not Jed. D is in Delta. Jedediah.
I never went to a school that had a turnaround or Sadie Hawkins dance. I feel like it would stress me the fuck out.
I am so glad that there was also, and this is not terrible, another overweight person in my middle school who was cool enough, like, hey, do you want to go? And the mutual thing, we're like, we're both fat. We should probably, probably should both go together. I ended up leaving.
Yeah. So Corey has these high expectations that he is going to get the most popular girl in school because this is still season two, Corey, who does not understand his social standing and is really pushing to be higher. But instead, he gets asked out by Ingrid, who for a split second I thought was Felicia Day. Like,
who the heck's Felicia Day?
Like the Guild and Dr. Horrible sing along. But she's like a YouTube person.
Yeah.
But like, I was like looking at her, I'm like, this would have been around that time. Like, she would have looked that age at this time. So, like, I had to check IMDb. She is not, but the girl looks and actually kind of sounds a little bit like Felicia Day. So
I just love that whole sequence, though. He's just like, oh, yeah. And this whole dream sequence. Oh, yeah. He's like, getting an essay. You said yes, and it's the weirdest thing to say because it's a sitcom. You can get away with just saying really things people wouldn't say naturally. Like, oh, my God, an average boy asked me.
That's what an average guy said yes to me.
I'm like, average in the course. But he's a cute little squirm.
Well,
like,
hey, I love this is a joke that continues throughout the rest of the series, which is that Corey is like the most average person ever.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a picture. I think it was my work Slack icon for the longest time, but it's just Corey pointing, and it just says, "Hey, I'm average." Where he's my favorite joke, and I brought this up on previous episodes, but I think it's in the fifth or sixth season when they're in college, and he's talking about how he has no hook, and he's like, but Sean, there's nothing special about me whatsoever. And then he just leans up against his wall, and he's got no posters on his wall except for a single poster of a stick of celery. It's just supposed to be like depicting how bland of a person he could possibly be.
I mean, but today, if you had a picture of celery.
Oh, dude, you'd be the coolest guy.
Yeah, because that guy, you know, that's art.
Yeah.
This guy knows art.
So here's a question, because what ends up happening is Corey starts to regret that he's got this girl that he's taking to prom and he wants to the turnaround and he wants to try to like get out of it. And this is going to sound really fucked up, but I'm curious, has that ever happened to you? Because it's happened to me before.
What, where? I actually completed. What did you just say?
Where you had a date to a dance that you were like, shit, I kind of want to get out of this.
God.
Because you can't. Like, you can't. You're stuck.
Handful? But, like, I did it, but then I would just, like, do the Irish goodbye. But it was kind of like, it was fine, because we didn't talk after that.
Yeah, see,
wasn't anything. Actually, no, that's a lie. One time, all right. So, crazy ex, first ex in high school. I just left her junior dance. I was a senior. And Monday turns around, and we're dating, so of course I'm going to have to, you know, still say. She's like, yeah. Where did you go? I'm like, oh, I thought it was over.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, there was like an hour left of the dance. I was trying to find you. I'm like, well, you should have. And she did. I just ignored everything. And you should have called her a text. Like, I sent you 5 calls, at, and then she'd go in, get the times all the time. So I'm like, man, you are legit. Like, you know, like, bona fide. And I'm like, yeah, no, I live right across the street from the school, so I'm just going to go back home and sleep. He's like, why didn't you invite me? I'm like, my parents are home. Like, also, we're in high school. It's kind of, it's a department. It's thing, but yeah, it's just weird.
Mine was the tale of two Sarahs, I'll say. And both of them were great people. It was just a situation where I had a female friend who was like one of my best friends named Sarah. So we'll call her Sarah 1. Mm-hmm. But Sarah was in a relationship with like a guy that I was friendly enough with, but he was kind of like a jealous boyfriend. And I was like, look, because she was in a different grade than me. I was like, look, I know that you're seeing somebody. It's not a big deal, but you're probably my best friend right now. I would love to just go to prom with you and have a good time for like my senior prom. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'd love to go with you, but like I really got to run it past the boyfriend and you know how he is. So he's probably going to say no, but I'll ask. I was like, okay, cool. So, like, literally 2 days later, I had a lot of older friends. I was at a friend's wedding, and he was like, hey, prom's coming up. Like, you gonna go? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you got a date yet? I was like, no, not really. And then his sister, also named Sarah, was standing right there. He's like, why don't you take Sarah? And Sarah was like, I'd go. So now I'm in an awkward situation, but I'm like, all right, well, Sarah number 1 said she probably can't go anyway. So Sarah number 2 is a really nice person. I'm sure I'll have a decent enough time. So I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it. And it maybe like 2 days later, Sarah 1 calls me and she's like, he said I can go with you. And I was like, son of a bitch. So
I
ended up going with Sarah 2 because she was the first one to say yes. Yeah. So like I did the right thing.
You gotta go with Sarah number 2.
But to this day, I'm still really good friends with Sarah 1 and I don't talk to Sarah 2. And there's part of me that still regrets that I didn't like have this big senior prom memory hanging out with like a person who remained in my life for years instead of someone who I pretty much haven't spoken to since prom.
I mean, if you think about it, though, you had another option. You could have had the boyfriend go with you two and had a little, like, kind of like, you know, high school cuckolding thing going on where he's I love watching my girlfriend go to prom with guys.
Hey, Sarah, too, how do you feel about taking Sarah 1's boyfriend to prom, even though you're also not a senior?
It's fine. It's just like, yeah. Like, slow down. You get your fucking hands on your shoulder.
I don't mind saying this next sentence that I wrote in my notes because I know that he will never listen to this.
Okay.
But Mr. Turner's Jersey accent just sounds like my brother-in-law. Where he's just like, hey, you guys ready to learn some English?
I'm pretty sure your brother-in-law is Carl from Aqua Teen.
He's a combination of that and Sylvester Stallone.
So he's just completely strung out.
Yeah. Basically. But this episode turns into like a weird fucked up reversal of She's All That. Where like, they're just like, we got to make Ingrid cool. And they're just talking about it right in front of her, which is so awkward and uncomfortable. Well,
I don't know if you know, in sitcoms or anything at all, it's a private conversation, like a bubble. No one else hears this. And it's like, well, let's run it. Hey, so Ingrid. And then she's like, oh, I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
Even though she's literally a foot away.
I don't know. She does scream, I want to be popular, when they discuss that she looks perfectly fine as she is. And she does. Like, she comes out, I'm like, that's great. They did a great job. And then Sean's like, oh, she's naked underneath her clothes, which...
Aren't most people naked underneath their clothes?
Not me. I'm a never nude.
I'm hoping it's just all hair. I'm like, the neck down.
But now that Ingrid is suddenly popular, she goes ahead and dumps Corey.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're forgetting one piece that I love about this episode, and it's Corey's mom, who's sometimes a highlight of any episode for me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, where did you get that you know, you can't just objectify women with the makeup and the breasts and everything. Yes. And it's like, mom, we got this from your nightstand. She's like, oh. You didn't open the drawer, did you? Very, very... Whoever wrote that, and I'm like, yeah, we know what we're talking about.
Someone mentioned sex this toys. On... I think it was on the last episode with the Jersey Ghouls, but, mm-hmm. like, Corey's parents get down.
They better... like, all right, to have as much crap as with those kids in general... Yeah. I mean, the youngest one's fine. She's just whatever.
Yeah, she disappears soon, whatever, and she comes back.
Yeah,
but,
it's all fine. I mean, they lost her child. They're still doing it. But, like, you're dealing with Corey...
And Eric.
You have to, like, oh, the only way we're going to make this work is if we nonstop. Why am I saying
that? They are always, any time that, like, they are alone in the house in episodes, they're just like, yo, upstairs, light the candles.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
Except for when they fall asleep mid-massage, which is what happens in this episode. But, hey, it happens sometimes. And you know what? Kudos to Eric, where he's just like, you know what? They've earned this fucking.
They say that actually.
Yes, that's what he says. He walks, you know, Corey, go upstairs. And he's like, they earned this fucking.
He just turns on the light. And then he goes, do, 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 do. He just like so sides away from
da, 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 da. So Corey's just sitting there. He's disheartened that he got dumped. And then a much more popular girl asks him to go. And
I think this is hilarious.
And Corey just has, like, zero chill. Yeah. Like, zero chill about it. He walks into the dance. He's like, so is there a special cool kids section for this dance? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Corey.
Well, on top of that, it's just like, oh, that's where the cool couples chill. Yeah. Like, our high school didn't have that.
No. I don't think any high school did. I think Corey's living in a delusion.
High school. We had a bomb threat every week. We had toilet paper flying out the... Wait, sorry. Are they high school or middle school in this season?
They are in high school. They are in high school from second season until college.
Okay, so yeah, high school. So, well, middle school is the same thing as high school. There's a bomb threat every week, you know, toilet paper flying out the window on fire, someone punching a lunch lady, it's whatever, you know, it's... That's North Penn.
So...
That's how I survived.
So, like... He was just used for a ride to the dance because the girl's parents don't approve of her older boyfriend.
It's called karma.
Yeah.
You little asshole.
No, and that's fine. And I like that. I like all of that. There is something in this episode, though, that I have a real issue with.
Okay.
And it's the scene with Ingrid after the fact where, like, she jumped into the pool when she wasn't supposed to jump into the pool.
Apparently, cool kids don't jump, whatever the hell.
They just say, yeah, cool kids don't actually jump in the pool. They just talk about how cool it would be to jump into the pool. And she's sitting there and she's having this really nice heart to heart with Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, we know who we are. And it's like a really nice moment. And it was like, you could just fade out the episode right there. And I'd be like, good episode. But instead someone's like, hey, Ingrid, aren't you the one that jumped in the pool? I think you're the coolest. You want to dance? And she's like, fuck you, Corey. And I'm like, okay, that's like one extra kick in the nuts more than he deserved at this point.
I think at the point in time they're writing that episode, I think the actor was just pissing someone off. He's like, he's going to keep writing it. And was like, when the kid leaves the prom, we can't have a car hit him.
Yeah.
Why not?
So then the episode ends with basically Corey, Sean, and Eric all end up alone throughout the dance. And I do love the one scene where, like, they're about to get the picture, and Corey's like, look, we'll just take the picture, and then in a couple of years, if anyone asks, all of our dates were in the bathroom. And Sean's like, mine really was in the bathroom. And to take the picture, instead of saying cheese, he's like, well, you guys got to say dumped. And, like, just like, dumped, cheese. like, Sean's just such a little slut.
I mean, he has a lot of crap going on, though, man. He has a lot of hardships. I think Sean, out of anyone in that show, up to certain points when he's an adult, becomes his dad, essentially. I think, from what I remember. Again, I haven't watched that much Bromance World as an adult. Just remember what I could remember as a kid.
Yeah.
I had to watch this episode three times to remember, oh, yeah, it's a prom. Or not prom.
It's a turnaround
dance. I already forgot that, like, halfway through watching this episode. But my other favorite thing is when Corey is in his room practicing what to say to Ingrid, or in the kitchen, sorry. And his dad comes up. He's like, oh, no, it's just the other guy. That's a great idea. Pretty much saying, like, son, you're an idiot. Yeah. Like, this is not going to work. But instead of, like, coaching his son or giving any parental advice, he's like, yeah, whatever. Just walks off the bus. I love that because it's just like, you're on your own, kid. Like, I don't even know. I don't even want to get
in. Yeah. I'm going to watch you drown, and I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
Exactly. I think, well, it could also be the writer again. It's just like,
yeah, I don't know what may have been happening with the Savage child, but they were not a fan.
This episode proves something was going on. It was like, and then the kid jumped off a cliff. Like, this is some crazy shit.
Bill, you need to see your therapist again.
What? This is gold. ABC will love this.
Jesus Christ.
Or whatever the heck the network they were on at the time.
No, it was ABC. You nailed it. Oh, you nailed it.
Well, now people know that I didn't know that. I just pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, because I don't edit this shit.
Oh, well, whatever. You can edit it.
No, I'm not going to. All right.
Then I'll say this again. ABC Family.
But, no, that's... I mean, any final thoughts on this bad boy?
No Vader, so I give it a...
Yeah, Vader doesn't pop up until the very end of this season.
See, if you get me on an episode where Vader, even an inkling... If someone's just like, hey, it's not like Vader was still here.
You're on the list. There's only two people I would ever ask to be on a Vader episode, and you're one of the two.
So. Who's the other person?
Tell you off the air.
Is it someone famous? Is it Vader?
It's Vader.
Oh, my God, it's Vader.
Wait, didn't he die already?
I hope you recorded before he died.
Yeah, I
definitely did.
Really took this on a negative... Yeah. Negative.
What do I think about the episode? It was all right. I mean,
it's not bad. It's a step up from the shittiness of the beard last week, where they're slightly less shitty, but still pretty shitty.
I don't know. Some definitely is going on in that studio at the time. I give it a... I don't know. 4 out of 10. Nothing too insane there.
It's a pretty good rating. Yeah. I'd back that out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Juan. Is there you're in a band, right? Is there anything you want to promote with your band real quick?
Yeah. I am in Sunblind, alternative rock, whatever the hell you want to call it. We actually finished demoing and mastering the latest album we're putting out. So I think we're going to be putting out a music video by the end of this year, and then slowly but surely in the new year, actually dropping the album on all platforms. So if you type in Sunblind, I think we're going to call it 1226. Just trying to think where we're going to release it. Probably sometime like the first quarter, in the first quarter. But yeah, keep out for Sunblind at sunblind.bandcamp.com and all your social media platforms.
Awesome.
Also follow It's Papa Juan across all platforms. I'm getting into some crazy stuff by the end of the year, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Do it, guys.
All right. Take care.